What up, gangsta? Yo, what the fuck is up, y'all? Welcome. Welcome to Zero Ducks. I'm your host, Ernie P. Yes, that's my real goddamn name. Happy New Year to all of y'all. Thanks for listening to me wherever you are. 2019 up in this bit. I feel like 2017 was a year of redemption. 2018 was a year of rebuilding of self. 2019, we coming for these blessings. So here we go. This is my first podcast, first episode. And I'm gonna be talking about a whole bunch of random shit. So, in no particular order, no particular direction. I'm just gonna get on here and chat for a minute, see where it go. First, I wanna get into some music. I'm a real big hip hop head. I've been a hip hop head ever since I was a wee little lad. I think the first album I ever bought with my own money was Da Brat Funkified. So that gives you a little synopsis of how old and washed the nigga is. For real, man. Da Brat Funkified. At the time, it was a classic. I think I got that. I got Shaq Fu. You know what I'm saying? Phil was my father because my biological didn't bother. Yeah. A lot of y'all remember that. You know what I'm saying? I was fucking with Bone Thugs. I remember when First of the Month first came out. And I had, you know, everybody had to memorize the words to that shit. That shit was hot. That shit was fucking fire. You know what I'm saying? Still a Bone Thugs fan to this day. So let me get into some music. What I'm going to do is I'm going to run down. So 2018, right? Hold on, let me take a swig of my drink. Was a good year for hip hop. Probably one of the best in a long time. A lot of fucking music came out last year. I was thoroughly pleased and surprised that so much music dropped. I mean, everybody came out with a goddamn album last year. And, you know, it was a lot to keep up with. You know, I definitely didn't get the chance to listen to everybody. You know, life is happening, so I'm not in my headphones as much as I used to be. But I did get to listen to a great portion of everything that came out. So I'm gonna do something a little different. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna go through my favorite songs, right? Some of my favorite songs from albums that came out last year in 2018. And I'm gonna create my own goddamn album from those songs. I'm gonna pick my favorite intro. And I'm a select 14 to 15 tracks and create the best album from the best songs of that year, 2018. So let's jump right into it, man. If I was going to create an album from last year of my favorite songs, my intro has to be from Nipsey Hussle's album, Victory Lap, Neighborhood Nip. That Victory Lap intro featuring Stacey Barth. Mean ass intro. It's probably one of the best intros I've heard in a few years. The intro song that comes to mind that had the same kind of caliber was The City from the Games Red album. This intro was hot, man. When it first comes on, you're like, God damn. This beat, Stacey on the hook, the hunger and Nipsey Hussle's voice, you can hear it all, man. And it really set the tone for the year. It was one of the first albums to come out last year. And I was really fucking with that album, man. It was dope. You know, it was one of the albums they were still talking about towards the end of the year. And that's something that just doesn't happen. You know what I mean? So yeah, that was gonna be my number one. That's my number one, most definitely. Victory Lap. Number two. What I'm picking for number two is Lit by Dave East and Styles P. Now, they came out with a joint album called Beloved or Beloved. And it was really interesting, man, how they used the word beloved in I think it's in Hebrew or some shit. It means the word David. And both of their names are David, and they really played on that. And the whole album was dope. I enjoyed it. But Lit was one of the songs I was bumping in the gym. It was one of the songs I was riding to work on. And it was a standout record, man. I liked it. I really enjoyed it. Whole album was dope. If you ain't heard it, check it out. Moving right along. Number three, Ring by Cardi B and Kehlani. Cardi B really surprised me with her album. I gotta be honest, man. I thought it was gonna flop. You know what I'm saying? I thought it was gonna flop like a fish. But that whole shit was hot, man. The whole album was dope. Ring was a standout track to me. I love Kehlani. I love her voice. She did her thing. And shout out to the both of them, man, for their success and, you know, in the industry and as, you know, being mothers, man. I know Kehlani, I don't know if she had her baby yet, but, you know, in that mommy role, big ups to them. So what we got? Victory Lap, Lit, and Ring. Number four. I'm running with Live from the Moon by Action Bronson. Action Bronson dropped his White Bronco album, which was dope. Dope as fuck. It was different. The melodies were different. You could tell that Action Bronson is in his he's in his element, in his creative bag. You could tell he's matured as an artist. And Live from the Moon was one of those tracks that, you know, the beat was kind of melancholy a little bit. You know what I'm saying? It was moody, but he was, you know, Action Bronson is one of those. He's one of those artists. He's one of my favorite artists, by the way. But he's one of those artists who, he just says a bunch of shit, for real. Like, he just, like, if you listen close, he does say some introspective shit every now and then, but for the most part, that nigga just be rapping. You know what I'm saying? But I like it. You know what I'm saying? It's different. I've been an Action Bronson fan since Dr. Lecter came out. And I've been really following him and his TV shows and his, you know what I'm saying, everything he does. So, shout out to Action Bronson, Live from the Moon. Oh, and there's a dope saxophone solo on the end of that shit, too. So, check that out. Number five, moving right along. Number five is Brackets by my nigga J. Cole, man. J. Cole really hit this home run with Brackets. You know what I'm saying? KLD was nice. KLD. J. Cole gets a lot of criticism for being boring. And rightfully so. But He's got some good albums. They don't stick, but he's got some good albums. KOD stuck. He was the first J. Cole album that really stuck with me. It stuck. And Brackets, he was talking about, you know, tax brackets. He was talking about, you know, where does the money go when you spend it, you know, talking that political government shit. And the whole track is dope. It's dope as hell. You know, so I'm putting that at number 5 on my album. Number 6 is Cocaine by Royce da 5'9". I love good storytellers, man. Royce da 5'9" is a good storyteller. He don't get the credit he deserves. Cocaine was one of those songs where it took me back to my childhood days. As like, you know, as far as family and how he was talking about his dad and you know, how his dad, he thought his dad was a coke addict and all this shit. And at the end of the song, you know, spoiler alert, at the end of the song, you know, his dad ended up going to rehab for his kids, for his son. He, you know, daddy loved me over cocaine kind of thing. It was dope, man. That was different, you know. In a world where all these niggas starting to sound alike, I like to hear different shit, man. Royce da 5'9 always brings it. He never disappoints. So shout out to him. And Cocaine, number 6. Yeah. Number 7. If you know, you know. Pusha T. The first album to come out of that damn god-awful good music rollout, man. If you know, you know. Was a appropriate way to kick that shit off. And with Kanye on the boards, you know, that's probably that's my favorite song on the album. I'm a Pusha T fan. I've been a Pusha T fan since Clips. You know, I've been riding with Clips for a minute. So if you know, you know, at number 7, I ain't got much to say about that. Number 8, I'm putting What's Free. At number 8, Meek Mill, Ross, Jigga. Legendary verse from Jay-Z that's going to go down in history as one of the best verses of all time, in my opinion. And it should be. It was every time you listen to that verse, you catch something new, you know. And only Jay-Z can do that. That's why he's the GOAT. Hey, I said that shit. He's the GOAT. So not much else to say there, man. What's Free? Number 8. All right. Let me take another swig. Hold on. Ah, yeah. Ah, yeah. All right. Where we at? Number 9? Number 9. Number 9, Russia by Dave East. I got Dave East on this bitch twice. Russia was off of I guess it was an album. I don't know if it was an album or a mixtape, but it was Karma. No, not Karma. It was a Paranoid 2 or Karma 2. I think it was Karma 2. Dave East has yet to drop an album, I think. I think he's supposed to come out with his first album this year, and I can't wait for that shit because it's going to be fucking fire. But Russia was also another one of my favorite tracks. Another track I was listening to real heavy in the gym. I like the flow on that track. I really like the flow, and I like the fucking beat. It's really nothing to it. It's just him talking shit. But Russia is a good ass track, man. Y'all should go listen to that shit if you ain't heard it yet. So shout out to Dave East, man. Number 10, Mona Lisa, Mona Lisa, Lil Wayne from Carter 5, Lil Wayne and Kendrick. Kendrick has a legendary verse on there as well. You know, he's able to change his voice up and make it sound authentic, you know, like he's able to set the mood of what he's talking about by, you know, by changing his voice. And he's one of the only artists that can do that shit. Lil Wayne came with it as well, man, talking about these dudes out here getting finessed, you know what I'm saying, to flash your money and shit. You get caught up with a broad, that's usually how it happens. You get caught up with a female, man, and you get caught up with a female, that's usually your downfall, you know, letting your guard down. You can get got out here, and it's happened to a lot of us, you know, myself included. And you gotta, it's one of them hard lessons. You gotta learn the hard way. You know what I'm saying? Hard head makes soft ass sometimes. And some niggas just gotta learn the hard way. So Mona Lisa was dope, man. That's one of them tracks off of C5 that I was like really fucking with. I had to replay it like 3 times before I had to move to the next track. So it was dope, man. It was dope. I'm gonna probably go listen to that after I could get done recording this shit. Word up. 11. I'm at number 11. No Complaints. Offset and Drake. This song grew on me. This album grew on me. Actually, this Metro Boomin album. I'm not really a fan of a lot of the people that he had on the album. So I wasn't really fucking with it at first. But it ended up being dope. The more I started hearing songs from it. And No Complaints stood out to me because the beat was hot. I love Offset's ad-libs on the hook. I thought Drake did his thing, as always. You know, Drake always coming with it. So yeah, man, No Complaints, number 11. Number 12 is Trauma by Meek Mill. So Meek Mill dropped Championships late last year, which was, you know, it was dope as a motherfucker. There's like 2 songs on that album I listened to it once and I don't have to listen to them ever again. It's the song with Future and another song. I forgot what it was. But the rest of the album's hot as fuck, man. And Trauma, he's talking about some real shit, like from the hood and shit, how he grew up and just trauma, man. Just all the traumatic shit he's seen in his upbringing, in his life, man. And the beat's hot. I actually had a tie between this and the actual song Championships, because Championships had a better beat to me, but I feel like that was a song that he should have had Rick Ross on as well, because it had a Rick Ross feel to it, you know what I'm saying? But I'm gonna go with Trauma, man. Trauma is one of those songs where, you know, if you want to get angry right quick, you know, at some circumstances, you know, if you want to get angry for the gym or whatever, put on Trauma, let it ride. And then after that, go listen to Championships and you'll be lifting everything. You know what I'm saying? 13. I got 2 more. 13. I'm rolling with Ball Without You. Now I got a ball without you. Now I got a ball. Now I got a ball without you. Now I got a ball. 21 Savage. My nigga. 21 Savage's album was surprisingly good. But I shouldn't say surprisingly, because Issa was good. You know what I'm saying? I knew he was going to come with it. I knew he was going to show his evolution as an artist. Everything's hot from beginning to end. There's some songs I'm not fucking with, I ain't going to lie. That doesn't mean that they're not hot, though. You know what I'm saying? I acknowledge when something's hot. But, you know, it's just not for me. It's not for me, you know what I'm saying? But Ball Without You, he gonna lie and say it wasn't about Amber Rose, but it's blatantly about Amber Rose. Let's be real. Dope ass song, man. Dope ass song. Talking about losing somebody, you know? And now I got a ball without you. And this is what happened. You know, it happened. We gotta move on. I got a ball without you. I fucks with it. I'll be listening to that for a minute. So, yeah, we at number 14. It's my last one. This how I would end the album. All right? I'm ending it on a high note with Drizzy. Sandra's Rose. Was it Sandra? Sandra or Sandra? Sandra's Rose. We're going to go with Sandra Rose. I didn't like Scorpion when it first came out. I ain't going to lie. I didn't like Scorpion. I like maybe four songs off the album. It had to grow on me. Sandra's Rose had to grow on me, honestly. Now it's one of those songs I listen to on a daily basis. Sandra's Rose was done by, it was produced by DJ Premier. And it's not the normal DJ Premier type beat you would hear from him, which made it very refreshing. You know, Drake, of course, he was doing Drake things on there. He was doing Drake things, which means that, you know, he was bringing it. So, Sandra's Rose, man. I think people are still looking for that classic album from Drake. But he already made two classics with So Far Gone and Take Care. Take Care. Take Care is a classic. Don't get it twisted. Take Care is a classic. And in my opinion, in my honest opinion, Nothing Was the Same as a classic. So to me, he's got three. But a lot of people don't consider Nothing Was the Same to be a classic, which is cool. You know, everybody got their opinions. So yeah, if I was going to create an album with 14 tracks from 2018, 14 of my favorite tracks, there you go. I just gave you 14 of them. And there's so much music that came out last year. You just can't, you know what I mean? You just can't talk about it all. Like, Skyzoo came out with another album last year. He don't get no credit, no recognition. Y'all probably don't know who Skyzoo is, but he's one of my favorite. I don't know if you call him underground because he's been out for a long time. He's from New York, man. Listen to him, man. Go check him out. Skyzoo. He dropped an album last year. Fonte from Lil Brother dropped an album last year that went over everybody's heads. Who else dropped some shit last year? Denzel Curry dropped his album last year. I think No Name dropped the album too. No Name. Let's see. Of course, the Kanye rollout thing happened. Tiana Taylor's album was good. Who else? Who had the summer on lock? Nas' album was cool. You know, it wasn't the best, but it was cool. So yeah, man. I mean, it's so much. If you go on Google and you look up 2018 hip hop albums that came out, that list is about 100 albums long. I swear to God, it's about 100 albums long. And it, you know, you'd be like, damn. You look at that list like, damn, he came out with an album? I didn't even know. Like, I didn't even know T-Pain came out with an album last year. Who knew? You know what I'm saying? I gotta go back and listen to that shit. I didn't know he came out with an album. There's a bunch of motherfuckers that came out last year that I didn't even know. So, anyway, man, it's a new year. You know, new year, new me. Actually, it's new year, same me. To be honest with you. And ain't nobody came out with no album yet. Today is January the goddamn 9th, and ain't nobody dropped nothing yet. I think Jacquees, I think he's like starting to promote his shit. I think Offset is supposed to come out with his shit soon. But damn, you know what I'm saying? Let's get these albums out. Let's come on. You know, I want to hear, you know how I want to hear this year? I want an album from Lil Dicky. I want to hear an album from him. I want a new album from Rhapsody because she's fucking dope. She's my favorite female rapper, to be honest. I wouldn't mind hearing a new album from Game. Game is one of those, he's underrated as fuck. He never releases mediocre material. Like, all his albums bang. You know what I'm saying? All his albums are dope. He never disappoints. Dave East is coming. Yeah, Dave East is coming out this year. Hopefully in first quarter. I can't wait to see what he cooks up. I would love to hear a new 3-6 album. If they can get the band back together. Or if not, you know what I'm saying? Give me another Juicy J album. Come on, Juicy. You know what I'm saying? City Girls. JT apparently gets home this month or next month. So I know they're going to be dropping some new shit. I like the City Girls, man. I wasn't fucking with them at first. But like a lot of things, man, they just grew on me. City Girls is dope, man. They doing their thing. Ratchet shit. You know what I'm saying? If you like ratchet shit, all the way ratchet. City Girls. They be killing it. They be talking that shit. So yeah, QC seem to know what they're doing with these artists, man. Like Lil Baby and Migos. I think it's time for the Migos to sit down for a minute. I think they should have a seat for a while because I think they done flooded the market with so much goddamn music that people are getting tired of listening to them. And everything is starting to sound the same if it wasn't before. And Quavo's album was one of the most disappointing albums of last year. I gotta be honest, man. Quavo's album, I only like the first song, the intro track. The rest of that hot, boiling hot garbage juice, they could have kept it, man. 19 songs, nobody want to listen to Quavo for 19 damn songs. Nigga, put out a EP with like six, seven songs, keep it rolling. Pick the 6 or 7 best songs from that album and put that shit out and keep it rolling. Don't nobody want to listen to you, you know, sound repetitive for 19 songs, my nigga. So, that's my 2018 wrap-up for hip-hop. You know, this is my first podcast, so I'm trying to get used to this whole transitioning thing. Hold on, what we got here? Yeah, I got notes, Nick. I got notes. Happy New Year again. It's 2019. It's 20 goddamn 19. Yo, I hope everybody that's listening to me, I hope y'all get everything that's coming to you as far as your blessings, the positive things that you've been praying for. You know what I'm saying? Keep fighting, keep your head up, keep it moving. You know what I'm saying? 2019, like I said, we coming for these blessings out here. Let's get it. I seen this video, man. I seen this video going around on Twitter. And it's a young lady at a gas station. Some of y'all already know where I'm going with this. It's a young lady at a gas station. And she's like trying to like pay. She's trying to get gas. You know, maybe get her some snacks or whatever. And there's like 30 niggas outside hounding her, gawking at her and shit. Like crowding her. And I'm like, yo, the video, like, it's uncomfortable to watch. It's uncomfortable. It's uneasy. It's cringy how they were just crowding her. You know what I'm saying? And, like, they were just all in her face. And just, like, it was frightening. I see why women are so cautious about men. Because there's some dirtbags out here. Like, it was some straight fuckboys and dirtbags at that gas station crowding her ass. And I encourage all the young ladies to carry a weapon on you. You know, fuck if it's legal or not. You need to carry something. Because these new niggas out here not giving a fuck. And with all this R. Kelly shit going around, it seems like everything is starting to come full circle and shit is just starting to, everybody's getting exposed and shit's just starting to unfold and it's not getting better. You know, it's hard. It's getting harder for the good men like myself, not to toot my horn, but it's getting harder for the good men like myself to exist out here, you know what I'm saying, in plain sight, because it's so many dirtbags. And it makes me ashamed to be of the male species, you know, to be honest, because y'all make it hard for us. And, you know, that shit I seen in that video, it's unnecessary. It should have never happened. And one of them niggas is supposed to step up and be like, yo, get this young lady some space. You know what I'm saying? This shit ain't right. You know, I seen some motherfuckers on Twitter talking about, she was smiling. She clearly liked it. That's not the point, my nigga. That's not the point. It's not the point. The point is, it's 30 niggas around her. 8 of y'all are sweating her. All of y'all smoking blunts. All of y'all look like garbage juice. Like, let the young lady breathe. Like, let her get her gas or whatever. And get the fuck on out of there. And if one of y'all want to holler at her, do it appropriately. Introduce yourself like a man. You know, say how you doing like a man. And continue the dialogue from there. That shit was just unnecessary, man. And that shit's going viral right now. You know, I'm sure it already has. But I just wanted to segue into that right quick. I ain't going to keep y'all long, man. This ain't going to be one of them things where I have like 2-3 hour segments, man, on my podcast. I'm going to say what the fuck I got to say and get the fuck on out of here. You know what I mean? That's how I do things. You know, what we got? I got through the video of the girl at the gas station. I got a question, man. How we doing on resolutions? How we doing on New Year's resolution? Y'all still do resolutions? I stopped doing resolutions like 5-6 years ago. They never work out, man. They never work out. I usually, if I want to do a resolution, I'll tell myself what I want to do. And I'll start doing that shit in like November. Like maybe like after Thanksgiving, I'll start it. Like, I started working out real hard and trying to eat better. Not last year, but the year before. I did all that shit before January 1st came. Because I want to get a head start on everybody. Because everybody's like, you know, new year, new me, all this bullshit. And then, like, the gym be packed for 1 month. And then Black History Month come and you never see the motherfuckers again. I don't want it to be like that this year. I actually want to stick to my shit. I want to try my best to continue to evolve as a person and a man and just try to get better every day, man, and stop worrying about, you know, what year it is and, you know, letting that dictate what I want to do to become better. So, you know, a date ain't nothing but a date. Saturday night, man, I'll be at the bar talking shit to all the Cowboy fans because I'm a Rams fan. Yes, I am a L.A. Rams fan. I'm from Illinois. I'm from a little town in southern Illinois right across the river from St. Louis, Missouri. So when I started watching the Rams play, it was in 1999 when the greatest show on turf, first started to surface. And that's when I started watching football, man. My uncle, rest in peace. My uncle was a big Rams fan, so that's why I'm a Rams fan. I've been following them boys through 12 losing years. And we here now. We got a good-ass team. Offense, defense, you know what I'm saying? Secondary, special teams, all that bullshit. All that shit's hitting. And shout out to the Chicago Bear fans. Shout out to y'all, man. I know y'all still hurting from that damn kick that, who's that guy's name? Cody Parkey. He missed that damn field goal, and I was heartbroken for you, nigga. I was heartbroken for y'all. It hurt watching it. But, you know, shit happens, man. It happens. And I found out the day after that that the kick was actually tipped. So that kind of eased the pain from him a little bit. But still, man, come back next season, come back harder. You know what I'm saying? But Saturday night, 8:30 Eastern time, because I'm on the East Coast. Nigga, I will be live and direct at the bar with my throwback Rams jersey on, ready to whoop some ass. You know what I'm saying? I'll be ready. I can't wait, man. That's going to be a good game. Rams, Cowboys, that's going to be a good damn game. So, yeah, man. I ain't going to keep y'all, like I said. I'm kind of treating this like a phone call, for real. Do yourself a favor and, you know, pay a little bit more attention to your mental health, especially my fellas, because we have a tendency to hold shit in, and that's not good. It's not healthy. It doesn't do anything for you or the people around you. Don't hold anything in, man. You know, talk to somebody. I'm gonna tell you what helped me, man. I went to counseling. I started keeping a journal, and I started writing all my thoughts in that journal, all the negative things I was thinking. I started writing it out on paper, and I didn't think it was going to do me any good, but it actually helped me. It actually helped me get some of that shit out, and it helped me become a better man in the process. It's one of the best decisions I ever made, next to going to counseling. And, you know, when I was in a dark place in my life, when I was down and out, that's one of the things that helped me come out of that. And, you know, you don't really know you have a problem until it's almost too late. And I recognized that early on. And I found out through counseling that I had a lot of issues I was holding on to from when I was a young boy, you know what I'm saying, that I had to work out as a man. So all I'm saying is, if you got, don't be too proud, man. Don't let your pride get in the way of improving your mental health, you know, because quality of life is important, because you only get one life, man. This is all we got. This is all we fucking got. And I'm close to 35, you know what I'm saying? I done been a lot of places. I done seen a lot of shit. And it flies, man. It flies. And if you in your 20s, man, and you going through some bullshit in your own head, you too young, man. You shouldn't be going through that shit. Well, anybody. And nobody should be going through it, you know? But there's resources out there to help you. And there's ways that there's things you can do at home to help you come out of that, other than just smoking and drinking all the goddamn time. You know what I'm saying? That'll just make shit worse, especially your physical. So yeah, if you got a little money, man, go to counseling, go to therapy, shine some light on it, man. Shine some light on it. And like I said, try writing it out, because that's what really helped me. But I'm going to close this on out. It's been 40 minutes. I didn't talk to y'all long enough. This is my first episode on my first podcast. We're going to see how this shit rock. And I'm going to try to do this at least. I'm going to try to do this once a week. I'm going to try to get some topics together. If y'all got some topics y'all want me to talk about, you interested in me, what's going on in my life, if you like what I'm talking about, if you like my, you know, subject matter or whatever, you can hit me up, man. Hit me up. Send me a message. Tweet me, you know, at I am Ernest. Or at I'm just Ernest. That's my Twitter handle. Yeah, man, hit me up. Let me know if you like my first podcast recording. If you fuck with it, if you know, because I'm doing this for fun, you know, just to see where it could go. And, you know, exiting out on a positive note, I just want to wish y'all a happy new year once again. It's 2019. Let's get these bags. Let's go get these blessings. You know what I'm saying? Smile, because you have a lot to smile about. You know what I mean? Trust the process, because I believe in God. I believe that everything is a process. There's good in every situation. And things happen when they're supposed to happen. All right? They don't happen when you want them to happen. Because it's not your plan. You know what I'm saying? So keep that in your mental mind. All right? I'm going to get on up out of here, though, man. Until next time. Peace.